Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Congratulations to you on your election as our fearless chair once again. We greatly welcome your efforts during this past year and your leadership in terms of moving our intergovernmental working group forward. We also, echoing the African group's position, welcome the recent discussion document that has just been circulated. We believe that the prior five sessions of this working group have demonstrated that there's widespread agreement regarding the need to improve regulation and oversight of these companies and to address abuses where they occur. States have made progress in analyzing the issues raised by private military companies and private security companies and assessing how this working group might play a constructive role that complements existing initiatives like the Montreux Document Forum. We remain hopeful that this working group can reach consensus on possible recommendations to present to the Human Rights Council this fall. We continue to support multilateral coordination at the international level, and in particular believe that it is worth discussing how we as states can draw on each other's experiences to help each other address human rights related impacts of private security company and private military company activities. To make progress at the international level, we should continue to have a focused discussion of what the problems are and what strategies are working to address them. As we have said many times during these past five sessions, we remain unconvinced in the merits of an internationally legally binding instrument in this area. But we do believe an elaboration of an international regulatory framework is in the interest of all. In terms of the agenda for today, areas where we believe that this working group has reached consensus over the past five sessions, we have 3 points. First, there's widespread agreement regarding the need to improve conduct by these companies and to address abuses where they occur. This working group has confirmed a shared goal of protecting human rights and ensuring accountability for violations and abuses relating to the activities of private military companies and private security companies. Second, there is a consensus within this working group regarding the important distinctions between the activities of private military companies and private security companies, which raise their own unique challenges. Any further work in this intergovernmental working group should be mindful of the distinctions between these two categories. Third, this working group has been constructive in identifying and analyzing the types of issues that arise in the regulation, monitoring, and oversight of the activities of private military companies and private security companies. Drawing on sources like the Montreux document, this working group has made progress in identifying the types of steps that contracting states, home states, territorial states, and states of nationality should consider in developing effective national regulation of this industry. In terms of mapping, this working group has made progress in identifying related international initiatives, such as the Montreux document and the International Code of Conduct and the accompanying association that governs it. And the working group has considered how our initiative could complement those existing initiatives. We believe more work could be done in the area of mapping domestic legislation to derive best practices from domestic national legislations and lessons learned. In terms of the third area for discussion today, reflections on the challenges and areas where additional efforts are needed. We recognize that states have expressed different views as how to wish to achieve our shared goal. We believe there's no consensus in this group on moving forward on a treaty. Although there may be consensus on continuing to consider elaboration of an international regulatory framework, additional effort is needed on deciding what manner a framework can attract the consensus support of states. So, Madam Chair, we welcome your proposal in this regard, and we believe it forms a good basis for us to continue our discussions during this next few days. Thank you.